Okay, so for this tutorial we're going to go through and build an electric blues sound. Starting off with the amp set to a slightly overdriven setting. Nothing too dirty, just enough gain there to give the sound a little bit of a bite. And starting off with the EQ set fairly flat. Okay, so there you can hear the sound. It's got some gain to it, but certainly by no means as much gain or overdrive as you would use for a rock sound. What I'm going to do next is adjust the EQ and boost the mid-range frequencies on the sound a bit. Okay, so that sound as it stands is a perfectly usable sound for playing blues. Blues generally you don't need a particularly processed sound, so just a bit of gain from the amp and maybe a little bit of reverb would be enough. What I've got in mind for where I want to use this sound, I need something fairly sort of atmospheric and quite moody. So what I'm going to do now is start off adding some delay to the sound. I'm using a digital delay set to about 400 milliseconds to give it a little bit of a slapback sound. We'll hear what that sounds like now. Now I'm going to add some reverb to the sound. Like I say, I want something reasonably atmospheric, so I'm going to set the reverb probably more pronounced than I would do otherwise. I'm using a digital sound processor, which gives me a number of different reverb models. So this case, I'm going to use a very spacious sounding hall reverb, set reasonably high, reasonably pronounced. Adds a lot more space to the sound, as you can hear. Okay, so as you can hear, that sounds quite good. It's quite an atmospheric, quite moody sort of sound with all that delay and that reverb. That sounds perfectly usable as it is, but seeing as we're looking here at what you can do with different effects, I thought I'll take it a little bit further and add a wah effect to it. Okay, generally wah-wah effects come as a pedal with a variable sort of control, which you control with your foot. What I'm actually using here is a digital sound processor with an auto-wah effect on it. So rather than being controlled by foot pedal, this responds to characteristics of your picking dynamics to apply the effect. Some ways it's not as flexible, but personally I quite like it because I'm not having to concentrate on driving the effect with my foot as well whilst I'm playing. And it means I can, like, if I want to walk around a little bit, I can. I'm not tied to one particular spot where I've got to control the pedal. Okay, the way I've got this effect set, it's a fairly smooth response to my playing. Even so, the effect itself is quite pronounced. It's probably something you wouldn't want to use for the duration of a piece. You may just want to switch it in for a particular section and then switch it out again. Anyway, so we'll take the basic sound, add the auto wah, and you can hear what that sounds like now. So there you go, that's quite an effective, I think, electric blues sound, quite atmospheric thanks to that delay and hall reverb. but the basic sound is just slightly overdriven amp. Adding in a touch of wah if we want, just to give a bit of variety to the sound. So use that as a basis if you want for building up your own sounds. You don't have to follow that formula slavishly. It's up to you, experiment, and most of all, have fun.